Thank you for ordering your horoscope for 2025-2026. Your astrology report contains something called astrology delivery at the back. Maybe you already know all about it. If you don't, well, it's a way of getting some or all of what you want using horoscope timing. This is research-powered astrology, and I never cease to be amazed about what people are telling me about how it's worked out for them. So I hope that it does for you as well. So astrology delivery is unique. It's not the secret. It's not the law of attraction. It's not manifesting. It's not cosmic ordering or any of the rest of it, but it works really well for people. It's a bit like shopping online. You see what's available according to your sign, and then you book. Some or all of what you want will arrive on time, and you may get extras, nice surprises, or even things that you never thought were possible. This ingress or entry point of all the horoscope factors is a bit like surfing a wave. When each wave overlaps another, it's like surfing your way to success. It's very much dependent on you and your commitment, but I hope that it's worth your time. Every time you book, you draw a tarot card from the Smith-Waite on my website to show you what the next step is, who or what the gateway is. I was given permission to use the Smith-Waite tarot cards on my website by the late Stuart R. Kaplan at US Game Systems, to whom I'm very grateful. Pamela Coleman Smith and Arthur E. Waite, the people behind this tarot deck that you're using, were trained astrologers at the Golden Dawn, the most famous secret society in British history. Pamela was a typical Aquarian. She was friends with so many people, including the author of Father Brown and the author of Dracula. She was friends with Yeats. Now, when she was commissioned to create 78 cards in 1909, she saw far into the future. And these cards will show you what the next gateway is to getting some or all of what you want using astrology delivery. Now, this is in your hands, not mine. All I can do is guide you. You are obviously responsible for getting some or all of what you want, but there are ways to help you as well. So I'll go through these now. Let's talk about your ESP, your extrasensory perception. Now, pink noise has been used since 1964 in ESP testing. For the best results, when you do astrology delivery, please close your eyes or put on an eye mask or an eye bag. Plug in your headphones into your computer or your phone. There are many pink noise channels on YouTube to increase your ESP. Pink noise is white noise with the high frequencies filtered out. About 1 in 3 people, hopefully you, will do extremely well with psychic work on this method. It is still part of an ESP test used today, the Ganzfeld test, and I have found that it really helps with tarot. So to motivate you, here are some astrology delivery results. And remember, everything that you need is at the back of your report. This came in quite recently. On December 7, this is last year, I was offered consistent, mainly full-time work for the next 2 years at my old workplace. I wanted to update you on using your astrology delivery booking method, and I've had fairly speedy and concrete results. On my wish list was a stable job and decent pay, so this person got what she asked for. Another one. Hi Jessica, I've been asking for a specific money outcome from business for this Scorpio weather astrology delivery 2 weeks ago. An old client gave me $15,000 unexpectedly to work on a project. And here's another one. Well, on the 16th of November, I published a video about rice congee, and weirdly, this video took off. It went mini viral. When I made that video, I didn't think too much about it, but this video now has really increased my YouTube channel reach. Somebody else wrote in to say, I've just had such amazing results. I wanted to thank you. As I can see everybody's names when they comment on your website, I won't go into details, but I will just say £60,000 came into my life out of literally nowhere, entirely unexpected and unpredictable. In addition to this, and completely separate from the above, out of literally nowhere, I've been offered a book deal and will be going on TV in the new year as a semi-regular. This booking works, says another reader. I began casually in October and my partner and I are now engaged. Today I received a $1,000 gift from a family member out of the blue. And another one, Jessica, this works. I use the Sagittarius window to wish for a number of things, including a business trip to a Nordic country, so I can expand my professional network and see the Aurora Borealis. And guess what? I did, after only two sessions. So that's just a handful of the testimonials on my website. Just hit search button and look up Astrology Delivery if you want to see more. Now, as we walk through your report, you'll see that as it begins, we're talking about Aquarius weather. And I just wanted to say that if you have anything in Aquarius, then you are about to begin a totally different era with your friends and any groups. So I'll finish by talking to those of you who have 4, 5, 6 or more factors in Aquarius in particular. But if you have anything in that sign, the sun, the moon, the ascendant, and so on, this will resonate. Between November 2024 and February 2025, you will find powerful new friendships. Old friends will be empowering. You will join new groups which hold power. You will find old groups also hold power too. Any issues about who or what is top dog in a friendship could actually enrich and empower the friendship itself. Now, what is the key to all of this? It's actually your own willpower. If you want control, you will use self-control with friends and groups. The big date in all of this is December 7 in New York. Allow a day either side for other time zones. At around 6 a.m. on Saturday, the 7th of December, 2024, and this will affect everybody, we're going to see Ceres at North Aquarius, Venus at North Aquarius, Pluto at North Aquarius, and all in aspect to the moon at Nort Pisces. This never happens, and it will send ripples throughout all the world on Friday the 6th, Saturday the 7th, and Sunday the 8th. If you do have any Aquarius factors, this is like an alarm bell going off in terms of people power within a circle or network. And if you know people who have Aquarius factors, their big changes with their social lives, their social media, their communities, their old and new friends will reverberate through your life as well. So that's your Aquarius weather update and your quick astrology delivery explainer. Do start booking. You're just a few days away now. And please let me know what happens when you start to get the results coming in. Next up, we'll do the Pisces weather in January. Thanks again for buying a 2025-2026 astrology report. I hope that this podcast helps to bring it all a bit closer and make it more real.